Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913, 1914, page 1592, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. The least doubt in my mind that these letters were written by the same person who wrote the notes found by the dead body of Mary Fagan. S.M. Nettlebaum, sworn for the moment. I am a court reporter and reported the oral argument made by Solicitor General Hale Dorsey to the jury in the matter of the state versus Leo M. Frank in Fulton Superior Court on August 22nd, 23, and 25th. The solicitor made the following statements, page 78. This man, Frank, by the language of these notes, in attempting to fasten the crime upon another, has indelibly fixed it upon himself. I renent it. We indelibly fixed it upon this, the crime upon another, which were intended to fix Leo L. Frank, page 79. And this men here, by the defending, to have been written by Mary Fagan, by the V. Arbiage, and the language and the context, in trying to fasten it on another, as sure as you are sitting in this jury box, has indelibly fastened it on him. Page 80. This letter that I hold in my hand says that this Negro did it by himself. That letter says, he said he would love me, and so forth and so on, and laid down like the night witch did it, and it continues, but that long, tall, black Negro did by himself, says, I done it, Anna, I done it, and I done it. He had written these notes, never would have said this Negro did it by himself, but Frank wanted it understood that the man that did it by himself. Page 81. My, my, that Negro fireman down here did this. Thusks now. Let's see how many times Jim says done it. I looked the door like he done come cold me. I becomes the man what was with the baby. Looked at me like he thought I'd done it. CT him like he thought I'd done what that man, that Jim looked at me like he thought I'd done it. CT ants and therefore between ignore in your office on this people that stayed on that floor and prepared pad that come from your office. Bears the marks of your diction and Starnes and Campbell with all the marks of your diction and oipated that old Jim would get up there and say I couldn't looked at me when we ran into each other and like that you done it. This man couldn't have said I looked on the door like this and said I couldn't have said I went on and walked up to Mr. Frank and told him that girl was one dead. He looked just like this and said shh HH. I could that old Jim tell a reasonable jury like this and it said a reasonable telly but I done it just exactly like this brilliant man over in Tennant told him. There's your plot. Page 172. Jim Conley, his statement says, I done it, sustains Jim Conley. Page 174. Maybe he did, in CR argument, that if there is anything in this world a Negro will do, it is to pick up the language of some man for whom he works. And while he used that there are instances you can pick out in which he used words that the white man, other instances you might showing that he used the word done, and they know it. Leon Arty Haas, sworn for the movant. I have read the brief filed by the Solicitor General in the Supreme Court, and said brief contains the following language. These letters have intrinsic marks of a knowledge of this transaction. First, the pads were both usually found in his office and near his office. The language of these notes, in attempting to fasten the crime upon another, has indelibly fixed it upon himself. The pad, the paper, the language, yes, even the fact that the note were written, show not that the Negro committed the crime, but another. W. Carroll Latimer, sworn for the movant. We are acquainted with Leonard Haas and Henry Alexander and know their gen.